Katina Curtis is a political reporter with The Age and Sydney Morning Herald in our Parliament House studios this morning. Good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Well, it's January 3rd and we've already got Josh Frydenberg and Anthony Albanese going at each other's throats, perhaps a sign of the fact that this is an election year.
I think absolutely, and we're already seeing, I think it doesn't matter whether the election's in March or May, the campaign is underway already, absolutely.
And personal attacks, do you think this is going to be a particularly personal election campaign?
I think it really will be. In part, that's probably a reflection of the dominance of the pandemic in the politics. We've seen most of last year, and particularly towards the end of the year, Labor is really going quite hard personally on the Prime Minister, you know, talking a lot about his integrity and you know, his that immortal line, "I don't hold a hose," that seems to get repeated every single day. So I think that this is, we're just seeing the government start to return fire here.
Yeah, does it tell us much about what the government views as the challenge from Anthony Albanese that they are using these lines about Trotskyites and Bolsheviks?
I suspect probably it's partly a bit on the government's part to define who Albanese is in the minds of voters. I think that we still see that perhaps he's not that well known with voters, or people don't have a really strongly formed opinion of him. Actually, our last RPM survey we ran in the papers had almost 2 in 5 people had a neutral opinion of Albo. So I think that the government is trying their hardest to define who he is and set who people think that they are. And also, you know, they're trying to retreat to their sort of safe territory of the economy and security and those sort of areas.
Anthony Albanese is in the Hunter region today, launching policies clearly that are aimed at those voting populations there, with this fast rail link between Sydney and Newcastle, talk of fuel security and national fleets. Does it also tell us something about Labor's weakness that they're needing to fight so hard to retain some of those regions?
I think it does. I think that Labor is quite concerned, particularly about Clive Palmer's party and the impact that that's having in the regions and also in some of the suburban areas. But it was really interesting, the big speech that Albanese gave yesterday in Newcastle, where he spoke about the high-speed rail. He also spoke at quite some length around, you know, how much Labor values the coal miners and the manufacturing people who fix the trains and build the trains and that kind of stuff in this region. So he really is taking that pitch back to those blue-collar workers and saying, "We're the ones for you, we promise."
Of course, the main story really is Omicron, the rollout of boosters, the availability of rapid antigen tests. What are the politics of this? Is the federal government going to be forced into a situation of making rapid antigen tests free? It does seem to be a rather major choke point for the nation at the moment.
I think they are trying all they can not to get to that point. I guess their line has been that it's a responsibility of the states. The federal government doesn't buy bandages. That was the line that we got last week. So, you know, it's the state's responsibility to secure these. I think that probably they can't be free while there just aren't the tests in the country. We've heard about the state leaders buying tens of millions of them, but it's still going to be a couple of weeks until they actually arrive here in Australia. So there's still a problem there with the supply. And then where the politics comes in, I guess we'll see again with National Cabinet on Wednesday, whether the states push any further on any other new measures.
Katina Curtis, thank you very much.
Thanks, good to talk.
Katina is a political reporter with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.